when every question had three answers to them. But they were good, though, Ross, very good. And it is true, they did answer well. And I really appreciate, always appreciate your quiz. I know you know that that is a clock. Don't have to really tell you. A long time ago, I spoke on the clock. Got a couple extra thoughts regarding it. And I want you to turn quickly to Romans chapter 14, if you will. Romans chapter 13, rather. Romans 13, very quickly. I'll try not to keep you long. Verse 11 of Romans 13. And do this, knowing the time. Don't want to be too fast. I hope you got it. That now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. May the Lord bless that portion of His Word. You know, time is very precious. Not long ago at the gospel meeting, I spoke on time, the value of time. A lot of times we say we can't make time or I'm going to kill time. A lot of these statements are really not true. You can't kill time. Time may kill you. But time is vital. Time is so important that we just take it for granted. The sun comes up on time and everything in its season. And here we are at the height of our summer. And it won't be long before we'll be talking about Christmas. Everything just seems to be swiftly gliding by. Now, you know, the clock is much like a human being. It's got for some of the young ones. What about the clock that reminds us of a man or mankind? Or womankind, too. Brady, what has this clock got that you and I have? Can you tell me? Yeah. What has it got? Hands, right? Good. Good for you. Now, Ross will give you a prize for that. All right. What else does the clock have that's much like us? Anybody? Got a face. Very good. It got a face. Now, it also has the inner parts of it that you cannot see. It's the working part. Like the heart in the body, you can't see the heart, but it's inside of the body. You can see the face, you can see the hands. Hands are very useful. The face is important. If the face wasn't clean, then you'd never be able to tell the time. So it is true with us as believers, as the children of God. Our very face or our life must be kept clean in order for people to see Christ in us. If it's dirty, then they can't see the Lord in our life. It's very important. Now, that doesn't mean that you're perfect, but at least you want to be like the Lord Jesus, don't you? You know, they got these little bands today, What Would Jesus Do? And all of us as Christians want to be like the Lord. It is our prayer, it's our desire every day, in fact, to be able to speak like Him, to be able to think like Him. And we ask ourselves a question. When we come to a point in our life, what would Jesus do? A decision that you have to make. What would Jesus do? It's a nice little motto that I see people have around the wrist. It's a good question to ask us, because if we do, we'll have the perfect guidelines. That is very important. Now, inside the clock, you can see. That's the heart. But God knows the heart. He knows everything about the heart. And if the inside isn't working right, because I took my watch to a repairman the other day, it stopped, and he told me to Mr. Perry, it was dirty. How can dirt get inside of a watch? You ever thought of that? Well, I can't answer it either. But the watch stopped because it was what? Dirty. And so the inside of the clock is very important. That's what causes it to tick. That's what causes it to go to work. And we're able to tell the time. Because inside is clean. A lot of lessons we can draw from this clock, time. Tells us a few other things, too. I think this one here. It worked, believe it or not. I got a clock home. It's stupid. I just bought it brand new. I set the alarm for it to go off 6 in the morning, and it rings 6 in the night. I turn it off, and another time, I turned it completely off. Didn't even set it. And it woke me up 2 in the morning. I tell you, that's the kind of clock you need to just throw in the garbage. But it has an alarm. And what did the Apostle Paul say writing to the Romans? It is high time to what? To awake out of sleep. He doesn't mean that literal sleeping which you need every night when you go to bed. He doesn't mean that. He means that we need to be conscious of the time. If you were out Tuesday night, there were a lot of prayers, and every brother that prayed talked about time. That's significant. That's what caused me to go ahead and give our little message on time, really. Brother Allison prayed, take time to be holy. That was his one thing he mentioned. Now another brother prayed, take time to pray. Another one said, redeem the time. Redeem the time because it is late. And you know that is true. Redeeming the time, meaning let's take advantage of the fact that the time is late, the hour is late. Do you know the unconverted people of the world, they have what they call a doomsday clock. Sounds bad, doesn't it? You know what doomsday mean? And end of the world? Terrible. And we're talking about unsaved people, not Christians. We know that Christ is coming for his church anytime. Soon and very soon, we shall what? See the Lord. We were singing it tonight. But the world believes that the people in the world are going to destroy the world because of bombs and because of sin. And they got their clock set at 12:03 to midnight. Boy, that's not much time left. They don't mean in the next 3 minutes they're going to destroy the world, but that they have what they call a doomsday clock. That was in the Time magazine, by the way. These are what the scientists are telling. These are what the people of the world are telling us. What about us as Christians who have the Word of God? That's why the apostles said long ago that we are to awake out of sleep. It is high time because it is near. The time is near. We believe the coming of the Lord is preciously near. So take time, little acrostic T-I-M-E, take time to be holy, take time to serve the Lord, take time to redeem the time. Remember, we should always have the Word of God because God has His warnings in it, His signals. He has His alarm in it to tell us a lot of things, and we should pay attention to it. And I'm sure you'll realize that that is important. We're told to be instant, in season, and out of season. So the Bible has a lot to say about time and that. That is in season to witness for Him. There are your loved ones that are not saved. You got a father that's not saved. When did you last speak to your daddy about the Lord? Or your mommy? Or whatever the case may be. Or maybe children in the family. It's good to be able to approach them and ask them if they are ready, if they know the Lord. It is important because we've been reminded again and again of the uncertainty or the brevity of life. Instant, we are to be instant in season and out of season, okay? We are also to be instant in remembering now thy Creator in the days of your youth. Before you get old, you can't enjoy the things of life, and everything you have seems to fade, and it's not a joke. Sometimes we joke about it, but believe me, it's not a joke. Not a joke. When Brother Ross knows what I'm talking about. Brother Donald, one of the great warriors of the Christian faith in our church, and we miss him. You just mentioned the word prayer meeting, and Brother Donald, in fact, would be the first one to say, "Brethren, we need to have a prayer meeting." Great warrior in prayer, and we miss him tonight. We really do, because age takes its toll. It does on all of us. And while you're young, that is a time to give your heart to the Lord because you got a life before you. You got your health, your strength. You got a body with vitality, with energy. That's why we exhort you. Give your life over to the Lord. Don't throw it away. Don't waste it. A lot of people in the world have done that. T-I-T, take time to be holy. Be instant in season and out of season, and remember now your Creator. M, I put the word misuse. I've already mentioned that in a wrong way. misspend your energy in the wrong direction for the wrong purposes, the wrong uses. And so we need to put our time into those things that are very essential, very important in life. Always think of a dear man who was working on an invention. And he worked and he failed in his invention 1,100 times. Can you imagine that? And somebody told him, said, sir, don't you think it's time for you to give up? What have you accomplished 1,100 times and you failed 1,100 times? And you know what he said? I have learned 1,100 ways not to do the same thing anymore. So he learned 1,100 ways not to do the same. But you know something? On the 1,200th time, he accomplished it. You know what he was doing? He wanted to get a gramophone. You all know what a gramophone is? How many young people know what a gramophone is? Let me see your hand. How many old people know what a gramophone is? Oh, Morris' hand went up first. That's right. You know, what is it called today? What's the equipment? A record player. If it wasn't for him working at that thing usefully, 1,100 times or the 1,200th time, we would not have a record player today. In fact, he was late for his wedding. You know why? He was working on it and he forgot the time of the wedding. And he rushed down the aisle with his great, big, clumsy gramophone to bring as a present for his wife, a wedding present for his wife. And today we take it for granted, a record player. Every car has a record player. Some of them I wish didn't have it when they passed my house, but nevertheless, record players everywhere. The thing is this, spend your time usefully and honor God with your time, and the Lord will bless you for it. I'm sure of that. And the last word is the last letter, and this is very solemn. If we go back again to sounding the alarm, it's very, very important. The alarm says it's time to get up. I'm going to tell you something, beloved children, young people, listen. The last letter is eternity. You know why I put eternity there? Because when you die, it's forever and forever and forever and forever. And forever, and forever, and forever. You know what forever means? No stopping, no end, no clock, no time. Eternity. That's what the word eternity means. When you die, that is when the body dies, that's not the end of you. You know that, eh? Mommy taught you that. Your Sunday school teacher taught you that. That's not the end of you. And let's be very, very serious for this next minute. When you die, there are only two places that you will go. You will either be with the Lord in heaven, or you will not be with the Lord, and you'll be in hell. That's how solemn it is. That's why we can't joke about this. We can't play around with it. That's how serious it is, you see. Eternity. Eternity forever, forever, forever without the Lord. Or, praise God, forever, forever, forever with the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Ah, yes, I know. I'm glad to see the children up here nodding their heads. It's wonderful. Your children will believe. They got tender hearts. Am I speaking to somebody down in the back, some of you younger men and women? I'm not here to judge you, but you know your heart. Are you ready? You're ready to meet the Lord if he should come or if he should leave this world. Are you ready? Time is very precious. We trust that you'll give him your heart tonight and give him your life because he died for you on Calvary. He loves you very dearly. Father, we pray indeed that you'll bless our service tonight. We thank you for the wonderful songs. The last piece that the choir sang really touched our hearts, and we thank you, Lord, that the only crime you ever committed is because you loved sinners like us. undeserving of the least of your mercy and of your favor and of your grace, and yet you loved us just the same. Oh, what a God. And Lord, perhaps we're speaking to somebody in this meeting tonight that are without Christ. In your mercy and your kindness, cause them to see that your love is extended to all. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May this be true, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.